Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
I'm joined now in the studio by Chef Brian McDermott, and from our Limerick studio by Agnes Boucher-Hayes, home economist and lecturer in the Technological University of the Shannon. And in this current economic climate, we are all looking to cut our shopping bills and food costs, but still produce tasty, filling, nutritious meals. And listeners will know that both Agnes and Brian in previous chats have been very keen on incorporating chicken thighs into our diet as an alternative, more affordable chicken. But many people, me included, are just not really fans of chicken thighs. So Agnes and Brian are back today with delicious, easy recipes for chicken thighs that will persuade even the most dedicated, reluctant diner to give them a go. You're very welcome. Thank you both.
No problem. Thank you, Claire.
Good morning, Claire.
And thank you for supplying the recipes for me to try.
Yeah.
I tried one of yours, Agnes, and I tried one of Brian's. Look, they're lovely. You know, I mean, the recipes are lovely. The flavours were lovely. But with both of them, I was thinking, I wish it was a chicken fillet.
Oh, Claire.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's the texture.
Yeah. They're just a bit grisly. There's knobbly bits in them. If you leave the bone in, you've got to deal with that. The skin, not mad about that either. I can deal with all that stuff if it's a roast chicken. But the type of dishes we're talking about, they're just more suitable to a smooth protein.
No, no, Claire, what is wrong with you? My God, they are succulent. They're gorgeous. They crisp up. The fat that's in them tenderizes them. They're the most beautiful, affordable little bit of protein that you can pick up right now.
You probably like them with the bones in and the skin
absolutely.
And all the rest.
And lifting them up and taking the last bits of the bone as they're falling away. But, you know, I was thinking coming in here today, and I'm thinking every time we all eat a chicken thigh, we take a bite out and it's almost like we look for their to be rawness in it because we don't trust the cooking of it. And I think that's sort of old school, but they are so beautiful. I don't know what's wrong with you. Maybe you're just...
Well, I can understand, Claire.
Can you? Well, no, I empathise.
No, I understand. I empathise. Like, not every... You know, texture is a very important part of a meal and eating, and that's what I was trying to, you know, incorporate into some of the recipes that I was creating, trying to remove the texture part for you to a degree, because I do understand that we're quite familiar now with the white meat from a chicken because, you know, we're very used to processed, like, or getting, yeah, processed meat, meat that is actually butchered for us. We can get chicken that is actually, you know, cut up into cubes, into whatever shape we want. So I do empathise with you. And part of, you know, the texture part I get, but the recipe, and I think Brian's, what I saw your recipes as well, I think you can actually do a little bit of both and you can start to help your palate to evolve, because we've all tried things at different stages and didn't like them initially. Mm-hmm. I'm personally thinking of gin, and you know, if you try it more than once, you may develop a taste for it,
right,
or you may lessen. So you really do have to try something about three or four times, and I know you probably have tried chicken thighs three or four times, but you know, just in different ways, and try open the mind a little bit. But if it's a texture thing, you can always embellish with the white meat, and you can give your children the chicken thighs and you can have the white meat. Happy family.
One of your recipes, Agnes, involved whacking them between the sheets of greaseproof paper.
Yeah.
Is that to change the texture?
Well, it would. It would be to break down the texture, but also the schnitzel itself is a breaded piece of meat and it's a very thin piece of meat. So it just allows for ease of cooking as well, and it's a really speedy meal.
Mm-hmm.
So creating
Brian
that
doesn't
one,
like that, you know. Brian's not happy about that.
Well, it's a technique that is used, culinary technique, and I'm sure at different stages Brian might like it, but for other, you know, there's times
and places. Do you
know
what, Agnes, at different stages I've used it, it's a classical dish that you're doing, but I'm a big fan of just the meat stand and its own texture, its own structure. So as you cook it, you break it down, and I honestly think, Claire, there's no separating out having chicken breasts for one person and thighs for the other. I think you need to get over it. You need to decide, are you going chicken thighs? Are you one of those individuals who picks them up, chicken breasts, doesn't really want to touch them, just wants them to go to the oven and be cooked,
whereas you get your hand around it. No, I'm not a baby about meat. I really have tried, because I tried your sticky Asian recipe, which is lovely. The flavours are great, and your one, I tried the chorizo and tomato, and by the way all of these recipes will be up on our website after the programme. The flavours were delicious, but I just wasn't mad about. I liked everything about it apart from the chicken thighs.
Yeah, Agnes, she told me before we came on air that she loved my recipe if it was without the chicken thigh. So she's going right, vegetarian.
I take that as a win. I take that as a win.
Well, it had the chorizo in it. Yeah. It had the beautiful marinade, the lemon, the garlic with the rapeseed oil. And by the way, I bought all the ingredients on the way home from work and I forgot the chorizo to go back out and get that. So by the time I had it made, I was telling the guys in the office I could have eaten a chicken with the feathers on it. I was so hungry. I was ready.
There's a slight difference in the nutritional component and between the breast and the thighs and the chicken drumstick. And that's just the, where there's a little bit more fat in the thighs and drumstick, which actually does make it a little bit more juicy because the fat is distributed throughout the meat rather than in the breast. The fat is stored underneath the skin. So it could be a little bit of that as well, that there might be a little bit of that. And it's just your palate, it's a texture. I get a texture thing. If it was a flavour thing, I'd argue with you, but a texture thing, I can empathise with.
Well, Dave has been on and he said that he preferred the drier breast meat. When people say that the thigh is juicier, I feel squeamish when he starts to think about what the juice might actually consist of. It's fat, isn't
it? It's fat.
But it's a good type of fat, and it's worth pointing that out as well. Mm. You know, so the fat that's in there is going to add flavour and it's also going to break it down. And I love keeping the skin on. I know, Agnes, you differ on this, but the skin protects it through the cooking. It crisps it up, particularly if you're doing pan frying at the start, which we must do to seal it. If we seal it, we seal in the goodness. You seal in the goodness, you seal in the flavour. And if you seal in the flavour, you might like it, Claire.
Yeah. See, my other problem is that, you know, you'd have maybe 8 of them and you're cooking them off. It takes a bit of work to pan fry 8 things with not very much meat on them.
It doesn't take as much work as going to the shop 2 or 3 times because you forgot chorizo.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole lot of
organisation.
But you know what I'm saying? There's not much on them.
There isn't, but I mean, I suppose it depends on how many and what you're actually cooking for. If you get the joints of meat and if you put them into like the coq au vin stew that I had or some of Brian's recipes, the more family orientated recipes, you can actually have, you know, a nice meal without as much work. But when you're pan frying them, certainly, so one of the recipes that I had, the schnitzel, the wasabi schnitzel, that would take a little bit of effort if you were cooking them for a large number of people. Mm-hmm. But equally, the area that once it's beaten down a little bit, the area of the plate that the meat and the schnitzel takes over is much larger. So it looks like quite a
more substantial.
A generous. And the breadcrumbs would add to that as well. There would be quite a generous portion to that.
Okay, well, we go through some of the recipes. Brian, we'll start with your easy midweek chicken one, which I'm really tempted to try. Can I make this with chicken fillets?
Yeah, you absolutely can. Because I don't think we're going to transition you over. We have tried 2 or 3 slots previous to this. We commissioned you to do it and you found every fence in front of you to stop getting over it, haven't you? So, okay, you can in this occasion, Claire. But for the listeners, there is great affordable chicken thighs that's out there. And my easy midweek one was to transition you and to help you, Claire, to hopefully try and get an easier dish. Because this literally is just some chicken thighs. And you're starting off by kind of pan frying these in a non-stick pan. And then to that, really, what you're going to do is you're going to add in some lemon, juice and zest, a little bit of rapeseed oil, season it up. And we're going to finish it off with some ready-made pesto. It's a simple as that.
Very
transfer
easy
to the oven, and it really is to find out, do you love them or not?
Skin on, bone in?
Oh, absolutely, skin on, bone in for me.
Too much trouble to eat those now. And Agnes, your first one is coq au vin.
It is. It was, and I felt that this would be kind of, it was trying to elevate the humble chicken thigh is what I was trying to do with this, and I was trying to make it a bit posh. So the coq au vin is, you know, it's peasant food. It's one of those fabulous French recipes, and you can use both. You can use all of the cuts of chicken. Let's put it like that. You can use all of the cuts of chicken within this recipe. And it's very, I drew it out. I made it a 3-day epic affair. But you don't have to do that. So I marinated it in the wine the day before, marinated the chicken in the wine with maybe some onion or some celery. And then take the meat out, dry it off, roll it in flour, pan fry it, add everything back in with the onions and the celery, and then put it, and then allow it to cook and allow the flavours and to intensify in the meat, you know, and the pot and the reduction in the wine as well. It is absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's particularly at this time of year as well. But I would be different. I would take the skin, now Brian, don't kill me. I take the skin off because I don't like that particular texture. You can use bone in or bone out, but it's a personal flavour thing. It's a personal choice.
Brian would be taking the skin off other people's plates. now.
He can have mine.
Do you know, I do that at home. I'm not going to lie. Because, of course, I live with three females, two daughters and Brenda, and we're sitting there and I'm just watching it piling up. So the crispier I get it, the more I'm going to love it. I'm going to enjoy it.
Well, I do enjoy it when it's crisp, and I think you're dead right, Brian. You know, when you put it into the oven and it can be crispy, but it's the when it's not actually, when it's allowed to sit in liquid for a long time, that's the texture I don't like.
It slithers,
like
it. Doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that's
you know,
not
for me. You know when, yeah. when you get a new cookery book, a lot of the recipes will have chicken thighs in it when they're a slow cook because they're more robust, aren't they?
Yeah, well, the thing about it is like slow cooking is about tenderizing. Anything that we go to cook in its raw state, getting through to cook is about two things. It's about tenderizing it, and secondly, it's about making it wholesome and safe to eat. And that slow cook is beautiful. But even going back to the point of the skin on, I think leave it on while the cooking process is taking place. It just slides off at the end. To me, it does something to protect the actual chicken because you're not then hitting the flesh as hard and as fast with the heat. And I think you have a more succulent little bit of chicken if you leave it on.
Well, a little bit of chicken is key as well because it's about two bites in each one.
Yeah, well, Claire, you can have two or three of those. Like, and all the skin that I get in the leftovers in our house, I'm more than satisfied and happy with that.
Yes, this is a long-running thing for me because I for years, if I get a cookery book and I'm flicking through, I'll just bypass the ones that have chicken thighs in them. Won't even look at them. Won't even read them.
You can put other meat into it. You know, you could use chicken breast in any of those. If there's a particular
recipe, I'm afraid
to
do that because I think, well, they've put chicken thighs there for a reason because the chicken breast is obviously going to dry up in that particular recipe. Otherwise, they would have said chicken breast or chicken fillet.
It depends on the recipe that you're looking at, I suppose, and what it is. But I wouldn't let that put me off because I love I'm deadly for whatever's in the press will go into the pan. You know,
but you're a professional.
I'm a home economist, but you know, I wouldn't have the same necessarily stores that Brian would have as a chef.
Do you know what? The very reason that chicken thighs and drumsticks are so cheap is the likes of Claire Byrne buying up all the chicken breasts and fillets. So therefore, they're trying to shift this very affordable, better tasting chicken.
Yeah, 65 billion chickens were eaten in 2016. So that means there's double the amount of chicken legs out there, so there's plenty of them.
$3.50 for 8 chicken thighs yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good value. Honestly.
Good value.
Wow.
There
All right,
value
listen, you haven't converted me. You're giving me a hard time.
No, I give up.
And I did my best. I
Don't
tried.
Give up, Brian.
I give up.
Never give up. Fight the fight.
The recipes are lovely and they will be up on rte.ie/today CB for any fans of chicken thighs or people who want to substitute, which we can also do. Brian McDermott and Agnes Boucher-Hayes, thank you both very much for the great chicken thigh debate.